Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am doing a recap about Wicked part one. I'm gonna discuss everything. I know it's came out on the 22nd of November 2024. So, and the second part is literally gonna be coming out on the 21st of November 2025, so it's coming up soon. I wanted to do a recap about it completely because Wicked is nominated for an Oscar, and Oscar season is right now, and the Oscars are coming up to see who wins. Everything is coming up soon. You can still see Wicked in theater right now until the Oscars are over. It's now on the BP25 list, so you can go in the movie theaters and watch it for because it's a best picture. And if you watch any of the best pictures for 2024, it's gonna be around $5 to $8, so you can watch it then. Right now it's like Wicked re-released right now, or Wicked regular version. So for me, I've seen Wicked 3 to 4 times already. I really love it. It's a really, really good film. I love it a lot. Like I said, I've seen it 4 times. It's amazing. It's a really great film. I'm going to talk about a couple different things. Sorry about that. I was trying to place my phone somewhere to talk to you guys about it, and it fell. So, I'm going to talk about a couple different things because I seen it, like I said, 3 times. And the first time I saw it was in 3D. And then the other 2 times were regular. I was going to see it a 4th time, but things didn't go through. Me and my girlfriends, that when we were going to see it, because of the second time I was going to see it, it was during Christmas and we couldn't find parking, and then we missed the showing that we were going to see. So I was going to originally see it in total 4 times, but because of all that, I've seen it 3. To explain it to you all. So the first time I saw it was in 3D. The other 2 times were in regular. And there's a difference between 3D and regular. I'm going to talk about that in a different podcast soon. There's a big difference. And there's some movies I feel like should have them in 3D. Have their movie in 3D, and some I'm like, it's not necessary for it to be in 3D at all. Wicked, I believe, because it's a musical movie, it does well in regular and in 3D. 3D enhances it. And I feel like if the 3D enhances the movie, then it's good for it to be in 3D. If it doesn't, you shouldn't have your film in 3D. And again, I'll talk more about that in another podcast episode. So, I saw it first in 3D. It was amazing. Like I said, I am a Wicked lover. Wicked is one of my top 5 favorite musicals. And it was amazing to see this amazing musical, which, when it first came to on Broadway, it had Idina Menzel as Elfie and Kristen Chenoweth as Galinda, and they did a great job. By the way, this is gonna have spoilers. When they get to Oz, we have a cameo of where we see Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, which was like anyone that's seen the original Broadway production of Wicked would be, oh my gosh, these are the originals, and them doing their little bits and stuff was incredible. Some people might not like it, but me, as a lover of Wicked, I loved it. Continuing on, I'm also going to, in this episode of my podcast, I am going to say, like, who I thought did a great job singing-wise, who didn't do a great job singing-wise. For me, the acting overall with everybody that was involved with the production, everyone did a fantastic job acting-wise. Singing-wise, I'm like, no, you missed the mark. But acting-wise, everybody gets an A+. So, let's get started with the review. So, for me, like I said, I love this musical. I'm going to start with all the actors first and then continue. Ariana Grande did a fantastic job. She was made to be Galinda. She did phenomenal with her mannerism, her singing. Ariana Grande, if you're not familiar with her, if you are, she has a phenomenal voice. She's a soprano. She can hit all the high notes, everything. She did great. Everything that she put into this character of Galinda was amazing. Also, I know that she wanted to play Galinda, and it was a dream role of hers, and she did phenomenal. She got to play it in this movie. She did great. She did amazing. Great job. Her singing was great. Her acting was great, because if you didn't know, she was in Victorious and Sam and Cat, so she is an actress as well as a singer. She did a phenomenal job. Great job. A lot of people said she was the best person to play Galinda because how she portrayed it and everything, and I completely agree with it 100%. Cynthia and Morrow, I think I'm sure that I said her last name wrong. She did an amazing job as Elfie. Her singing was incredible. Everything about what she did with the Elfie character was amazing, incredible. I loved her. So this is, and by the way, if you're looking at the Oscars, Ariana is nominated for Best Supporting Role, and Cynthia is nominated for Best Lead. And I hope that they both win it because they deserve it. And I hope Wicked wins for Best Picture because it's applaud. Great job with both of them. Both incredible singers, both incredible actresses. Great job. So Fierro's supposed to be this guy that's so hot that you're like, oh my gosh, I want him so much. They did a great job at casting Jonathan Bailey as Fierro. He's gorgeous. They did a great job. I'm going to talk also about Dancing Through Life when they are in the library. I love how the stairs move in the library. Just like if you ever have seen Harry Potter and you know how the stairs move, it was like that. It was amazing. I love how they did the sets for that and the moving staircases. Amazing. I would want to be in the library just to like go and like climb the stairs and then the move. Not to study. I don't do that. I'm more like for air. I would like be having fun and stuff. But yeah, but Jonathan did an amazing job as Fierro. Great job with the acting. He did a really good job with the singing as well. I think he did a really good job with this as well. So I'm gonna do the main characters. The other ones, I don't know their names. I'm gonna do a dig right now, and a lot of people like this guy, and I like him too as an actor as well. And that's Jeff Goldberg. He's an incredible actor. He's not the best singer. He did good as the Wizard with his acting bits, meaning every time he had to act and do things like that, I was like, good job, you did great. When he had to sing, I'm like, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, stop singing. Like, I can listen to it. Again, I've seen this movie 3 times. I can listen to you sing, but I'm like, no, don't get a career with singing, because you're not the best singer. It's digestible, but it's like, please don't. Just stay acting. This is me being nice. Just continue acting. I wish they got someone else to play the Wizard that could sing and act. And I feel like that's with a lot of musicals that become Broadway films. I feel like a lot of the times they asked an actor, aka, yes, I think you guys know what I'm going to, who I'm going to refer to, Russell Crowe in Les Miserables. When he played Javert, he did a great acting role of Javert. He didn't do good singing wise. So this is what I'm saying. I feel like they should pick people that can sing and act, not only act, because I'm like, ooh, great, you're doing great as Javert until you sing. Oh yeah, you do a good job, Jeff Goldblum, with being the Wizard until you start singing. You know, I don't like giving points off of a movie just because the person that you pick for a specific role can only act. I want him to be able to sing too. And then another person that I'm gonna give like negative points to as well was Madame Mabel, aka Michelle. I don't know how to say her last name. She did good job in her speaking role with that, for Madame Mabel. Her singing wasn't that great. And also another thing I'm gonna take off from her performance was, at the end, if you've seen the musical or if you've seen the movie, she says, Madame Mabel says, "That wicked witch!" It announces it, elongates it, very, very mean, very loud. If you've seen the musical, the Broadway musical, either in New York or anywhere in your town, it's like chilling. It's like she's mad and angry when she says it. Michelle just said, "That wicked witch," and I'm like, no, I need more power, more anger, more oomph in that. Those are the two qualities that I have for her. She should have made it in more powerful when she said "that wicked witch." More powerful, more mean, more serious, not played. And her singing. Other than that, she did a great job. So those are the only two people, Michelle and Jeff, that I'm like, you could have recast with acting. Not with acting, sorry. They did a great job with acting. Except for Michelle in that one part. But for someone that can sing and act. Everyone else didn't really like have a, you know, that Brock, the guy that played Brock, he didn't really sing, really, he just like talked. So everybody else, like I said, did a really great job. Continuing on with that, I know a lot of people had issues, like especially who saw the original Broadway production, of how like the townspeople in Oz dressed, it didn't really match how it is in the musical, for me, that I don't really care. I don't nitpick like with that. I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm like, you never know. Also, like, there was a strike that happened, and plus, you don't know what they could have gotten, what they couldn't, can't get. They're adapting a musical to a film. Not everything's going to be exact. I'm not going to nitpick those stuff. That's not what I'm going to nitpick. I'm more going to, first, for me, as a singer, I'm more going to nitpick if the people you cast can sing well, and I'm like, oh my gosh, good job, or like, okay, just do acting, and then like how they announce some stuff, and if I'm like, oh, that's chilly, things like that, I'm not gonna nitpick, oh, the townspeople are supposed to be in this color or anything like that. Okay, so next I'm going to talk to you guys about the sets, how I imagined this movie to look before knowing that this was going to be a movie. It came to life. I expected this college to look like this, and to the Oz to look like this, and everything, and all the things I've seen during the musical more elevated, because they could put it very precise and more there, because they can with the sets and everything. They did a really good job with the sets. So the set designer and anyone in that department did a great job. Everyone that did the costuming did a fantastic job. I love Galinda's Oz ball dress. Love that. Want it. I believe I'm either a little bit taller or the same height as Ariana Grande. I love her dress. Love it. Again, pink is my favorite color too. I loved in the beginning, no one mourns the wicked, and she's in the little pink ball, her dress in there, her tiara, I love it. Would want those as well, because I'm extra, but like, I love that dress as well. Everything went really cool. What I really wanted to know, with hair, and this is the hair and makeup department, they're together, at the hair department, I wanted to know what made them decide, or maybe it was Cynthia's idea, but it's just, I'm just curious myself, because for me, I'm not a braids person, but I don't wear my hair in braids, but other people do, which is fine. But I just wanted to know what made Cynthia decided to have braids for Elfie and not like not braids, and what I mean by that is because Nessa and Galinda, they are interracial, which I love interracial couples. I was like, oh, I thought like maybe her natural curly hair, how it is, she was gonna have it like that. I wasn't expecting. That's the only thing I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting braids for Elfie. I was expecting the same hair that Nessa had, but longer. So Nessa, how, like I said, how everybody was, like, hair, makeup, clothing was how I expected. The only person I didn't think didn't match my vision to how their hair would look like was Elfie. I didn't expect her to have braids. I expected her to have the same hair that Nessa had, because again, they're sisters, but to have it longer. So to have it in braids was like, oh, I want to know who made that decision for her to be in braids. That's just me. I'm just curious in that aspect. Her being braids, it is fine. I just wanted to know what was the reasoning. Maybe it was because, oh, to show like, oh, we also, people in the black community or in a racial community have our hair in braids. And I'm like, then that's fine to see, show, oh, here's us in our natural hair, and here is us with braids, or here's us with extensions, here's us with braids. It's fun. It's just something I'm curious about. This is me being curious. And that's it with like the hair department. I love the numbers that they did, the dancing and the in the hallway and the extraness. I love musicals. I love how theatrical they were, and I like how the musical numbers, they were theatric. I can't say words. Theory, like they're all Broadway and stuff like that. My words won't come out of my mouth. And I love that. Very sing-alongable. I've had really great experience at movies with this musical. No one has sang out loud and has been respectful, because none of the times I've seen it have been the sing-along version. And the sing-along version is fine, is everybody sing. But like in the ones I went to, which were the normal you can't sing version, everybody behaved very good. So it was a really great theater experience. I'm going to now talk about the 3D and the regular and how it differs. And like I said, I saw it 3 times. They were in not close together, like separated. So when I watched it in 3D and I watched it in regular, it did feel like a different movie because I had that gap. I feel like any musical does a great job if they have it in 3D. It's great if it's in 3D, because in 3D you feel like you are in the musical and you're seeing the musical. Meaning you're sitting down, you're in the best seats in the house, that you can see everything very clear, which is in orchestra. And I would say like orchestra row L, M, N, those sections, the expensive ones, not A when you're like too close, but like L, M, and N, where you can see everything, everything is clear. You can see the actors and singers' facial expressions and everything is hit perfect. That's what I felt how it was in 3D. I felt like I was seeing the musical in the best seats in the house. Also, I felt like I was there. Like, I was next to, you didn't see me, but I was next to Elfie when she was doing her thing. I was next to Galinda when she was doing her thing. That's how the 3D felt while watching Wicked. Watching it normal, it felt like you were just watching a movie musical. But it's good to see both. I think it's good to see both, but right now the only thing that's available is regular. Also, I love how they did the sets. The sets were amazing, was incredible. How going through the field, how they split the camera, the cinematography, great. Everything perfect. There's one thing, and this is going to be a big spoiler, especially if you only seen the movie. So I said I'm spoiling stuff. The real villain, and this is also for people that only have seen Wizard of Oz, the real villain of the movie is the wizard and Madame Mabel. Because they want to stop the animals from talking. They want to control everything and make things how they want. The wizard doesn't have power at all. He's trying to find someone with power to control people more, and he's making the animals the enemy when the animals are not the enemy. especially the talking animals, the enemy when they're not the enemy. And Madame Mabel, she's co-signing this, and she's also evil as well to put this. And because Elfie does not want to go with his plan and wants the animals to be able to talk and wants everybody to have freedom, he then like decides, oh, she's the enemy, she knows my secret, I want to get rid of her, and we're gonna campaign to make her the Wicked Witch of the West when she's not. And make everybody hate her. Also, if you guys didn't notice in the beginning, I'm going to tell you this now. Elfie and Nessa are half-sisters. Elfie's mom had an affair with the wizard when the wizard was in town. I don't know, she's probably having issues with her husband, but has an affair with the wizard, sleeps with him, and because he always brought her a special shirt that she took that was green, that made Elfie green. And maybe the mayor of Muskingstown probably knew that, probably why he was horrible to Elfie. And because of Elfie being green, he fed his wife milk flowers multiple times a day when she was pregnant, which made her die, made Nessa Rose not be able to walk. So the dad is the reason why Nessa Rose is in a wheelchair, not Elfie at all. If he would just let the pregnancy be how it is, she would have just been normal. And the mayor of Muskingstown treats Nessa Rose way better than Elfie. Like I said, I believe he knows that his wife cheated on him. Another thing is Bach. He loves Galinda. Galinda doesn't like Bach. Galinda is in love with Fiero. And Bach suppresses that. There's a point when they're at the train station, and Elfie's gonna go to Emerald City, and Nessa sees how Bach looks at Galinda, and that sparks jealousy in her, and that's what makes her the Wicked Witch of the East, and starts to treat Bach horribly, and he becomes the Tin Man. You will see that again. That's a spoiler alert. That's a spoil. That's what you're gonna see in the second part, which is coming out this November. There's a lot of things. If you only seen The Wizard of Oz, you'd be like, oh, the Wizard of the West and the East, they're the evil person. And to be honest with you, the people that are evil here are, I will say, Madame Mabel, terrible person, and the Wizard of Oz. They're the true villains. I would say the Mayor of Muskingstown a little bit, and then also I would say Nessa in the second act of the musical, in the second movie, are also villains as well. So I would say those four are the bad people in Wicked. Everyone else is decent. They have their up and down and flaws and stuff like that. But that's how it flows. I'm gonna talk a little bit more and then tell you my scores and everything. So then when we first start and we get a backstory of Elfie, how she was raised, how pretty much the mayor of Muskingtown disowned her, so she had to get raised by nanny bear, and so she was raised by the animals, and that's another reason why she loves animals so much. And then at the beginning, when she gets to Shiz University, Galinda's trying to be nice and be friends with her, and be like, oh, when I get like enough power, I can turn you regular. And they have a tiff and they finally become friends as the Osmond Ball when Elfie does a little dance, and then Galinda feels bad, and then she decides to join in and help her out, and then they start bonding there, and that's when they start being friends. When they become roommates, they're enemies. So it's like acquaintance to frenemy to friends. Great. It's a good story. And the one thing I did not get, Madame Marble hates Galinda for some reason. Galinda looks up to Madame Marble once again, like a lot of us, you know, she wants acceptance. She wants, a lot of times, you know, her way, but acceptance. She's like, oh, she's really great. I want to get taught by her. And right away, she's like, even Elphaba. I want to teach Elphaba, even if she's distracted. But, like, you know, you should try. She hasn't done anything. Galinda hasn't done anything to you, Madame Marble, for you to be like no to, which is a thing. I'm like, Madame Marble, why are you doing what you're doing? It makes no sense. And that's me seeing the musical and then seeing the movie. It continues. Another thing is the ending when Cynthia, who plays Elfie, does Defining Gravity. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's fantastic. She did a great job. And then I had a thought about it, and maybe the movie kind of answers it for it. If instead of, now she's Glinda, instead of her saying no, I'm gonna stay, if she went with her, how would it be different? And then at some point I'm like, okay, she would have still gotten taken, but she came back, and it, she came back to like the back around to everyone to finish Divine Gap. So she could have taken her, she could have not taking Galinda the first time because the guards got her. But when the guards let her go, she could have gotten Galinda and then taken her. I would love to see what would have happened if Galinda decided to go with her, and how that would change the trajectory of Wicked. Like, I think it would be interesting to see how that go. And, like, to explore more of their friendship. And I know, like, basically, when, again, another spoiler for the second part, there's a discussion with them being like, let the people believe what they believe. If it's easier for me to be the villain, let me be the villain, even though she's not the villain. And I also wanted another point, because Elfie does fall for Fiero, and Fiero falls for Elfie when they rescue the cub, who ends up being the lion who's afraid from Wizard of Oz, and in the second act and part two of Wicked. So I wonder what happened to him to make him afraid, because he was let go. He still can talk. So I want to know, like, what if Fiero, continue liking. My question is, what if Fiero continue paying attention to Glinda and then didn't develop feelings for Elfie? And I think Glinda kind of is, because there was a point in a train session that Glinda was like, he's not perfect, but I still love him, but he's not paying attention to me anymore. And I think she kind of thinks like, oh, he doesn't completely love me anymore, but doesn't think it is Elfie, thinks it's someone else. And like, it's a hard place, it's like, to be within. But overall, I think this, I'm gonna cut it, end this here, but overall, I like this movie, even with like the things I did not like, or was like, oh, I wish they fixed this and that. I would give this a 4 out of 5. And I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 and not a 5 out of 5 because of the things that I have mentioned that I did not like or I wish was done better. That's why I'm giving it a 4 out of 5. If I am not including the things I did not like, I would give it a 5 out of 5. But this is a good movie. It's incredible. You should see it. I know you can rent it because when I think a week or two or a month. No, it definitely was in December. You were allowed to rent it on Prime, YouTube, and any streaming service that lets you rent. So you can rent it anywhere. And also you can, like I said, see Wicked re-release or Wicked in regular, and also Wicked in BP 24, because it is nominated for Best Picture and Best on everything, supporting actors, best costuming, sets, everything. Actors, they have their own as well. So again, I didn't mention it in the beginning, but this review is only for Broadway lovers, people who love Wicked, because if you don't like Broadway and you don't like Wicked, you're not gonna like this. And I know like some people have been reviewing me like, oh, I don't like this, and I'm like, and before they're like, I don't like musicals, I'm like, again, this is not for you. This is for people that love Broadway. This is for people that Wicked the movie is for people that love Broadway, love musicals, love musical movies. And if you don't like any of that, there's a lower percentage. I'm not even gonna say 50. I'm gonna say like 20 to 40% chance that you'll like it. And if you like it and you hate musicals, then you're like that little percentage that I said. But if you hate musical and you watch it and you're like, I hate it, then I wouldn't expect you to like it because you don't like musicals. This is for the musical lovers. These are for the theater people. This podcast episode is for you, the musical lovers, the everyone that loves musicals, anyone that loves musical movies, anyone that loves Wicked, because this is, we're specifically talking about Wicked, and I decided to do a podcast about it because, again, Wicked is nominated in many categories for an Oscar, and I want to do a big review on it. Wasn't going to before, but because they're nominated, I'm like, let me put my 2 cents in it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye.